This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, our series, We Used to Be China, is looking at what China could learn from America's experience fighting air pollution. For one thing, the U.S. did the research on the cause and effects of pollution, like smog and acid rain. And there was what was once seen as a successful regulatory strategy to deal with some of this, what's called cap and trade. Dan Bobkoff has the story.
Cap and trade was an idea nearly everyone could get behind. Democrats and environmentalists liked that it could slash pollution. Republicans liked that it used market forces and gave industry choices. Harvard professor Robert Staven studies emissions trading programs.
What had been for decades a bipartisan issue had evolved into what is now a highly polarized partisan issue.
The 1990 Clean Air Act was championed by both President George H.W. Bush and Northeast Democrats. The cap-and-trade program helped cut acid rain causing sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides by more than 70%, faster and more cheaply than planned.
So it was decidedly a success.
But it had one flaw, says Gary Hard of Clean Air Markets.
Congress never put a provision in there to make changes to the program in the future.
And by the 2000s, the bipartisanship was gone. Democrats killed Republican acid rain proposals because the bills didn't do what they wanted about climate change. Democrats tried to apply cap and trade to carbon dioxide, which Staven says led a new breed of Republicans to turn on their own idea.
Because it was the mechanism that was on the table.
They called it cap and tax. Meanwhile, the public became skeptical of markets after the financial crisis. With no help from Congress, Presidents Bush and Obama started trying to change the acid rain rules through regulation. Hart says that caused more damage.
When the government comes in and changes the program sort of in the middle of the game and sort of changes the rules, it really impacts investors and the players in the market, and it impacts their confidence.
Trading in the acid rain cap and trade program has all but ceased. In the end, regulations for other pollutants like mercury and particulates have had the side effect of reducing acid rain even more. A final blow to one of the most successful examples of using the market to solve an environmental crisis. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.